And joining us is the host of three shows on the Food Network, including the long-running hit series Chopped. Please welcome Ted Allen to the program. Ted, how are you?
I am very well. How are you?
Doing outstanding. So Cooper and I are very excited to have you tonight, primarily because you have the Sunday brunch coming up with the cast of Chopped that's going to be happening on Sunday, October 13th. So this Sunday from 1 to 4 at Hudson River Park's Pier 97. The first and only obvious question, is this a liquid brunch? And what kind of mimosas should we expect?
Well, they're definitely, I'm pretty sure they'll have mimosas. I'm quite, they better have Bloody Marys or I'm going to leave.
Seriously.
but, you know, funny, I love living in New York City. And I live in Clinton Hill, Brooklyn, which I especially love. And the New York City Wine and Food Festival is, I'm so excited that they brought it here, too. It's been happening in Miami and South Beach for many, many more years. But it's just such a great way for people who watch Food Network to come and sometimes meet or at least see and listen to Food Network stars live from the stage and have great stuff to eat. And, you know, it's autumn in New York. It's such a fun time of year where you don't quite need a coat yet, maybe a little coat. And it's crisp and the leaves are still green. So
spoken like a true New Yorker. Yeah. We're speaking with Ted Allen, by the way, and we discovered you on the original Queer Eye for the Straight Guy in 2003. Jesus, I can't believe it was so long ago. Now, even though there's been a new cast and a new season, I feel like you could never have a show now called Queer Anything.
You know, when we stopped the original Queer Eye, I pleaded with them to change the name because I thought it was just so provocative. But I now think I was wrong. Because that provocation is, you know, it's just like when you look at, sometimes we have a cast member who's a villain. The villain is almost always the most famous person in the show.
Right.
And I think that, when we, the first did the original Queer Eye, I still remember to this day how difficult it was for Matt Lauer to say that word.
Really?
It's a little easier now. It's not a word that an anchor person would say on the air, you know? But I think, like other words that back in the day were meant unkindly, a lot of people now think of that word as just a catch-all for people who are LGBTQ or whatnot. And I think they've robbed it of some of its power.
And, of course, we're talking to Ted Allen, the host of the long-running hit series Chopped. Ted, I got to know, so in my single days, my dating days, I usually took the girl to dinner because I used my oven for storage in Hoboken. Wasn't very good in the kitchen. So I'm curious, single Ted Allen, if you were to be doing a first or a second date and you were having somebody over, what would you cook in that situation?
I am so partial to roasting chickens because I'm really, really good at it. Hmm. I stuff them with lemons and thyme and garlic cloves and I salt. And one thing about roasting a chicken, almost everybody likes roast chicken, here's a great trick. This comes from a cookbook author, Judy Rogers, who's no longer around. But she salt the bird a day ahead of time. And then leave it in the fridge uncovered. And what happens is the skin, first it sucks all the moisture out of the meat up to the skin. And then that moisture brings the salt throughout all of the meat of the chicken, seasoning it and making it more juicy. And then I like to roast chickens at high heat. I think that's a pretty fail-safe dish to do. Doesn't everybody like chicken?
That'll get someone to fall in love with me. That'll do it. That's all I need.
Yeah, that's all you need. Well, you're already gorgeous, so what's holding you back?
Here I was getting Botox. All I had to do was roast a chicken.
Yeah. You're saying 375, Ted? 375's high heat, or are you going higher?
I would go with a 3-pound bird and go higher. I'd have to look at my roasting chart to see exactly how long. I use this cookbook, the Silver Palette Cookbook, and it's got a really reliable roasting chart in it. I think it's 20 minutes a pound at 450 or something.
Oh, wow.
With a little bird, you can go really, really hot. And I prefer to cook that way. And here's a little trick for you. If you're not certain that the bird is cooked, lift up the pan so that you're from the head end of the bird and look down in the cavity. If you see clear juices puddling, you're fine. If you see any red, you need to go a little longer. But know this as well. when you get near the end of the roasting period, chicken, the temperature increases much more rapidly than it did at the beginning. So you might only need 5 more minutes.
This is so great. This is great information. It's better than a dating site. So we're speaking with Ted Allen, by the way. He is the host of Chopped. And you remember him from Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, which is where I remember you from. What's it like when you walk into a restaurant in New York, Cobble Hill, where you live? I mean, people know, like, your reputation precedes you. So when you walk in, do they freak out? Do they make you special dishes? Has it ruined your experience?
No. It's nothing but positive. My friends call me the secret weapon. Because when you do a show on Food Network, restaurateurs are quite pleased to see you, generally. The thing is, I don't have a big ego, and I'm not comfortable calling a place and saying, "Hi, I'm Ted Allen, you know, the really important guy on Food Network. May I please have a table for 17? But I'm not above having a friend of mine do it, or maybe an agent. Yes, Mr. Allen would like to dine with you tonight, and it would be such an honor. And I don't know if what it's like for you, although I'm often told I have a face made for radio.
I've heard that too.
But I have a very comfortable level of fame. I just went for a walk in my neighborhood. Nobody said anything to me. Yet, I can get a table in a restaurant, Gosh, once I was on a flight, and I think we were going to Italy, and we were sitting in coach, and a flight attendant from the front of the bus walked through and saw me and said, "Oh, no, you're not sitting back here." And he operated us to the front. I'm grateful for that. I don't really deserve that. A certain level of fame is fun, but I don't have enough fame to own a jet.
Right.
So, you know, I'm glad to be able to walk around in New York City. And, you know, of course, the rule in New York is you don't bother famous people.
Of course not. You pretend you know who they are.
Thank God for that. Yeah. Being D-list, I don't need to be bothered when I'm going for a walk through Central Park.
There also are so many people in New York City who are much more famous and important than I am.
Well, I don't know. You're up there, man. You got, what, $270,000 on Twitter? That ain't bad. By the way, when my mom, and rest her soul, she loved gardening, and for the sole reason of she liked to cook with her own tomatoes. I mean, that was a thing, right? Because for whatever reason, that made it more gratifying from her end that this is my tomato.
Right.
And obviously, it was fresh as well. I wonder if you have that option in Brooklyn, in terms of where you live, are you able to garden then use your own ingredients in your dishes?
I do indeed, and tomatoes are the number one most important reason that I do it. I grow tomatoes on my roof in boxes, and I had 9 plants this year, and I had a terrific crop. And now, if you looked at my Instagram or my Twitter feed, you'd see I'm super psyched because my farmer's market, which is open on Saturday, still has lots and lots of great heirloom tomatoes, and they're not even all that expensive. There's nothing like a real tomato. The tomatoes they sell in the grocery store are never good.
No, those are the hothouse stuff. I hate those. Yeah, I'm the same way. Yeah.
Yeah, they don't have the sweetness. They don't have the flavor. I'm just really excited that I still have probably about 4 pounds of them downstairs, and I hope to get one more stash next Saturday, because I love tomatoes, and you only get to eat them for like 3 months of the year.
Yeah, that's true.
Crazy.
That's exactly right. Right, primarily in August, September, from what I remember. And we are excited to go to Hudson River Park's Pier 97 Sunday brunch with the cast of Chopped, including, obviously, Ted Allen. We look forward to it. Bloody Marys will be aplenty. And
tell us we've been chopped.
Oh, okay. Here, I have to sigh first. Joe Cooper, you've been chopped.
Damn it.
That's pretty good, wasn't it? I'm not an actor, but there's a little bit of, and I'm sincere when I, you know, it's sad. I got to leave now.
Right.
Don't get the money.
I feel like John Wayne Bobbitt.
If you have time, I've got one more funny story.
Of course.
Sure.
So Martha Stewart joined the cast of Chopped not long ago, and I was talking to her before an episode of Chopped Junior, where we're chopping children, you know, from the ages of 9 to 14.
Right.
And I said, "Martha, I gotta warn you, sometimes they tear up a little bit and it's difficult to tell a kid that they have to go." And Martha said, "Oh, I chop children for breakfast."
That's excellent.
And I once, when I was when I was a journalist, I interviewed her in Chicago once, and she was doing a talk at Macy's or something, and I thought it would be funny to bring her pierogies, because Martha Stewart is of Polish extraction, Polish-American extraction. And I served her these pierogies, and they were, you know, mediocre at best, and she signed her cookbook for me, "Dear Ted, your culinary skills are excellent. Keep trying on the pierogies."
Oh.
So years later, she joins the show, and I brought a copy of that book, I mean, 20 years later, to sell her what she had written. And she said, "Oh, yeah, I would write that." She cracked me up.
That's great. I love that. That's terrific. Thank you so much, Ted, for sharing that with us. And we're excited to meet you Sunday brunch with the cast of Chopped, October 13th. That is this Sunday at Hudson River Park, Pier 97. Thank you so much for your time, Ted.
Thanks, Ted.
I really appreciate it. Thanks a lot.